You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's a pretty funny story we saw this morning, a thread on Reddit. They called it 75 things that annoying people say, which I guess is a little different from annoying things that people say to becoming things that annoying people say, which is kind of funny to me.
Right, yeah.
And it's everything from let's unpack that. Mm-hmm. It's become pretty big over the last couple of years. There's a lot to unpack there. Calm down, which is hilarious.
That one works in arguments, yeah. Calm
there
down.
There's some comedian who said, in the history of calming down, no one has ever calmed down when being told to
just
calm
down.
Just
don't say that. Don't say it at all.
Funny. Must be nice. Ugh. I mean, there's a list of like 75 of these. And after a while, they just become crutches for people, right? And we all have our verbal crutches. We all do. Everybody has a verbal crutch, and they don't often even recognize what it is. It becomes an unconscious thing that we just utter. Blech, right. It just spills out.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Automatically. If you're fortunate, you live with someone like my wife who is happy to point them out to me.
Oh, yeah. You got a lot of these on that list?
She will point out the thing. She goes, you know, you say a lot. And I was like, okay, yeah, go ahead and tell me. I'll try my best to eliminate it if I can. But the one that gets me that it's not anything new. We and a lot of people have complained about this for well over a decade at least. And yet, at the end of the day, still continues to pop up over and over again. And I've noticed that it is a huge crutch for professional athletes these days. First of all, let's just tell it like it is. And maybe that's a saying that people are sick of. The interviews with athletes have got to stop. I don't know how that became such a thing, but it's got to stop. They don't say anything that you don't already know or that is not a cliche.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we like the Broncos yesterday. All you're hearing is, we really got to do better. We got to, buckle our helmet back up tomorrow and get back to work and get ready for Jacksonville this weekend.
My joke with all that is I'm always, when the sports guys ask about, my thoughts on the game, I'm like, well, they just got to run the ball and make the plays. Just got to run the ball and make the plays because that's a biggie. It's like, yep, that's it.
There is nothing that spills out of an athlete's mouth that is anything that is earth-shattering or makes you go, oh, my God, I never thought of it that way before.
You do have to run the ball and make the plays.
You're telling me that we just got to get ready for Jacksonville?
Oh.
Thank God we had that interview or we would not have known. But professional athletes are really, really big on at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you got to tackle them. You just got to make the plays. Ugh. Now we got to get ready for Jacksonville this weekend.
Ugh, God. So true, man. So true.
And the thing is, I might get my hand slapped for saying all of this because our beloved sister station is a sports station, and they love athlete interviews.
They do. Well, that's what they do, man. They're the sports station. I have the most annoying person on the planet, and this person comes out every time I'm washing my vehicle. And I think we all have the one guy in the neighborhood who wanders over or drives by and puts the window down and says, what? Hey, you gonna do mine next? No, I am not. And we have the one guy in the neighborhood who is every time he'll come out and he'll just fire that missile right at me. You're going to do mine next? The other one that I don't like is the, it's more of a Facebook post, the read that again comments where somebody's on there and they post some sort of motivational post. I have a friend that does this. It's like a post about not being lazy and taking life by the horns and doing all you can to succeed and accomplish things. But that person doesn't work and they sit at home all day on Facebook and they're posting these motivational messages and they always put, read that again. I'm like, oh, please stop. Stop it. You can't preach to people about that stuff when you don't do anything. And then let me give you my third. And I'm afraid, like your sports comment, this is going to rain fire and brimstone down on me.
Okay.
But I'm really tired of people. I'm sorry, you're annoying when you refer to your dog or your cat as your fur baby. Fully prepared for the texts and emails to come in on that. I just think of a very furry little infant baby when you say fur baby. I think that. Just say your dog. Just say your cat. Are you with me?
I got your back.
You feel me? You feel me, dog?
I feel you.
Please stop referring to your animals as fur babies. Please.
Yeah. Crutch. It's a crutch.
Such a crutch.
All right, before we go to break, we open up our phones. 303-691-1649, which is kind of funny because this will just turn into a complete bitch fest.
That's
which
all right.
Is hilarious.
John R. is already starting it off. He said, I did a thing is so annoying. I did a thing.
I saw one on Reddit's thread, too, that was pointed out to me by my wife a while back. And she says it's mostly a guy thing. And it's like you were talking about with social media, because she posts a lot of educational stuff on her TikTok and Instagram and Facebook reels and stuff like that. It's mostly educational type of stuff. And she says 95 times out of 100, if it's a guy who disagrees, he begins it with, well, actually.
Oh, no. It's well, the actually, well, guy.
The well, actually,
according
guy.
To Wikipedia.
Yeah. Now there are, I guess, some women who say it, but it's very much a mansplaining / guy trying to correct a woman thing.
Oh man.
That he will start his comments with, well, actually.
Oh, stop it!
And I saw that it made the list on Reddit. I was, yeah.
Yep. Yep. Not familiar. Yep.
Like Brad said, for those people who are working in retail. How many millions of times do they hear this? Hey, if there's no price tag on it, it must be free.
Hey, that's the same guy that's saying my car next when you're washing yours. It's the same guy. Multiple messages coming in with the living the dream, the living the dream people. I actually texted my wife last week when she got to work. I was like, hey, how's it going? And she's like, I've been at work for like 10 minutes. She's like, and I've been hit with 3 living the dreams already. It's like, oh no.
We work with like, I think it's 2 people in the office who are living the dream people. Actually we're down to 1. One of them left, but we had one sales guy that's what he said
came
every day
time.
And I mean every day.
Hey man, how are you?
Remember I told you we had that whole conversation about how I'm the weirdo now when people say, hey, how are you? Because that's just the social, what we call that, social lubricant.
Social lube.
Hey, how are you? I just answer, but I don't do the reply. So I'll say, hey, great, thanks, or something like that. But I don't say,
don't
how
toss
are
it back.
You?
You don't toss
because
it back.
I don't want to hear living the dream. So I don't want to invite people to say it. And you could see that sales guy, he would get all wound up, open his mouth to say it, but I didn't lead him in, right? He'd say, hey, how's it going? I'll go, great, thanks. And then he'd be like, this is where I'm supposed to say living the dream, but Dom didn't ask how I'm doing.
You can really throw them off by just saying it's bad. It's really bad. It's not
Let's
good.
Let's grab a call. We got a ton of text messages, but Sandra's on the phone. Hey, Sandy, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys today?
Really good.
Just living good. The dream.
Hey. Sandy. I was waiting for that.
So what do you got for us?
It annoys me when people jump on to do, I'm going to jump hop on for just a second to do a live or a video or something. I'm hopping on for just a second.
I'm just going to hop on.
Oh, because you're so important. You got to hop back off and do your important things.
Right.
That's like
so
fake.
So many things.
That's fake.
Yeah, we've all got those phrases that trigger us, Sandy, don't we? I'm glad you called. Have a fun day, okay?
Thank you. You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye, Sandy Pants. Adulting.
Dina brought up servers. She said, "How's everything tasting?" That's not the thing for me. To me, it's the my name is blank and I'm going to be taking care of you. It's the go-to that 97% of servers say. Hi, my name's Ted. I'm going to be taking care of you.
I don't mind that.
Hi, I'm Lucy. I'm going to be taking
care of
you.
What's your beef with that? I don't get it.
I just you can, I don't mind the name introduction, but I don't need the
you want to be taken care of.
I don't need to be taken care of. It's just
please hold me. Hold me while I order. Another one of mine is the adulting. When I see people say, post or say, oh, adulting, and it's somebody like in their 40s because they got a new fridge or something, and it's like, you're 40 years old. You've been adulting for a while. Adulting. Hopefully. Got a new carpet. Adulting.
Jenny, who's listening up at CSU, says, Jeremy, the next time you get that neighbor who asks about the car wash, they said you should spray them next time.
Blast him right in the face. Who's clean now?
Oh, you so guys many, make us laugh. So all right, who's next? Let's see.
So many coming in. I can't keep up with them. Someone say, hey, oh, yeah, Joe. We know Joe, the mailman. He says, being a letter carrier, and I'm putting mail in the box, someone always says, hey, quit stealing the mail. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh,
I bet they
Joe.
Also get sick of the no bill. No, just don't send my, you know, give my bills to somebody
just
else.
Just hold on to all the bills. somebody wrote in and says, I was today years old. Okay. Yeah, I get that one. It is what it is making a couple hits. It,
yeah, that's
it is
huge.
What it is.
That's it. That's a huge one. And what does that mean?
I don't know. It just means just that's, stop worrying, I guess.
And by the way, you can kind of lump that one in with the athlete interviews.
Hey,
it's
it is
not
what
only
it is.
At the end of the day, but it is what it is.
You
like
lost
Broncos,
again.
Broncos, you know, getting whooped at home again, and in the locker room afterwards, like, yeah, you know, we just need to buckle it up, and we just need to play better. But you know, it is what it is.
So true. Tammy's sick of self-care. People that say self-care.
Our text messages are going crazy here. Jessica says, I'm super annoyed when my boss says, let's circle back or let's table this topic. And she goes, I caught myself saying it the other day to my staff, and my heart sank.
When you slip and say it, you're like, oh, no.
That's right.
Oh, no.
When you hear these expressions that drive you crazy, and then you say them.
You just need to walk out of the office for the day. Take the rest of the day off and think about what you did.
Oh, my God. That's funny. You know, and the interesting thing about it, if you try to explore why we do this, it's funny because I guess people feel as if saying something in a standard way would be boring, where they need to say some sort of clever, like the whole let's circle back or let's table that topic. Really what you're saying is we'll talk about that later. But people feel like if they say that, that they're either boring or they're not leading people.
So they have to attach a catchy
little saying around.
And I truly think a lot of these people that say it really think it's the first time a lot of people are hearing it, too. So they'll say it like, wow, they're going to really think I'm witty. And this is something that nobody's ever heard, when in fact, we've all heard it. What's this one? We've gotten a couple messages about, yeah, yeah, yeah. I cringe when I hear this catchphrase, and you boys are both guilty of it. Do we do that? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I guess at times. I don't feel like it's a constant.
I don't think we do that.
I know, like I said, we all have crutches and we're not aware of them, but I don't. I might occasionally say that. I think it's if we're just quickly agreeing with someone,
but we're going
to shift to another topic. Right?
See, that's the thing. As I'm reading this, I need to know the speed at which the yeah, yeahs are coming out. I mean, is this a yeah, yeah, yeah? Or is it a yeah, yeah, yeah?
I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
but
yeah, yeah.
Joe says it's maddening when people say, let's put a pin in it. That's the same as circling back.
Put a pin in your face.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.